Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on March 18 regarding Elizabeth Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Rivera as described in my report at 6-6-21. But at that time, I requested the opportunity to review her operative report to accurately apportion disability in the cervical spine in particular. Period, I had rated it at 10% permanent partial total disability. Period, in terms of the lower back, I offered 0% permanent partial total disability. Period, new paragraph. The additional records supplied show Ms. Rivera was seen by Dr. Shaw on 9-19-19. Period. She had been treating with Relievus, who gave her one injection to the neck with no relief at all. Period. She remained symptomatic and had undergone cervical spine x-rays, comma, cervical spine MRI, comma, CAT scan of the cervical spine, and an EMG. Period. On independent review, he wrote there was evidence of disc protrusions greatest at C4-7. Period. He rendered diagnoses of cervicalgia, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, cervical disc protrusions with worsening C6 radiculopathy type symptoms, comma, right shoulder impingement syndrome, comma, and right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. On 10-10-19, she underwent cervical spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph on 1-5-1-15-20, Dr. Shaw performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively. Period. Repeat cervical spine MRIs were done on 2-20-20 and 8-10-20, both to be inserted here. Period. She saw Dr. Shaw through 2-9-21. Period. He thought she had posterior facet mediated discomfort and with status post-anterior cervical decompression and effusion at C5-6. Pretty thought her injuries were permanent in nature as they relate to the motor vehicle-related injury in question. Pretty anticipated she would likely require additional treatment in the future. Period. She had also been seen by pain specialist Dr. Smith in this group beginning 4-17-20. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. After reviewing the additional medical records supplied, I continue to offer 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. Of this assessment, 2.5% would be attributable to the pre-existing abnormalities and the balance to the subject event of 10-22-18. Period. Please recall that when she was seen in the emergency room on 10-27-18, a CAT scan showed mild narrowing at C5-6, disc base with degenerative end plate spurs. Period. There were mild disc bulges at C2-3 and C6-7, along with mild narrowing of the right neuroforamina at C5-6. Period. She then underwent an MRI of the cervical spine on 11-2-18, period. This showed a small central annular bulge or protrusion, comma, C3-4 had a slight, the first part was showed C2-3, small central annular bulge or protrusion, comma, C3-4 had a slight end plate sparing and annulus bulge flattening the anterior sac margin, comma. C4-5 had a mild disc osteophyte complex thinning the anterior cerebrospinal fluid signal, comma. C5-6 demonstrated slight disc osteophyte complex thinning, the anterior CSF signal, C6-7 showed mild degenerative changes, including central to left paracentral annulus bridge or protrusion. But there was an annular fissure and slight indentation in the anterior thecal sac margin. Period. I believe this demonstrates the amount of pre-existing abnormalities she had in the cervical spine. And